Sam Feld featuring the voice of Kesha and a tune called Stronger. Well, we are, because in the studio now is, from Al Pescatore, Trevor and Nicole joining King and Dave. We've got a full house. It's wonderful.
I love it.
Good morning,
Stronger
everybody.
Together.
The Good King. Morning.
And Trevor, the last time we spoke, you were going for a little procedure to make you stronger.
A little rebore, yes. Yeah. They went into my heart and froze my arteries, and suddenly my heart's listening to me again and kind of beating right, yeah.
Well, isn't that just magnificent? We live in an age of miracles and
it's
wonder.
It's incredible. Hey? It's incredible. And all it was a tiny little hole in the groin. That's all they...
Amazing.
The worst was, when the doctor came the next day and I said, can I surf? Can I do gym? He said, do whatever you want. It's incredible. Wow. But my gym instructor didn't believe that, so I was banned from gym for 2 weeks.
Okay, well, it's pays to take things easy and slowly. Yeah. Slow and steady in the right direction. And luckily, they've sorted your heart, because it's the month of love where the heart kind of is the focus of everything. And what's happening at Al Pescatore for Valentine?
Oh, Nicole, do you want to start the story with Valentine's
Day?
Oh, man.
Well, I love Valentine's Day. I think it's just such
she
a...
Does.
Yes, I do. Of course, I'm a girl, for Pete's sake. Of course, I love Valentine's Day. The spoils and just the atmosphere that we get at Al Pescatore is so amazing. So this year, what we've decided to do is we're going to do something special for the girls. A little bit different this year. We've got mimosas on arrival for all the ladies.
Mm.
And then...
I don't know if everyone knows what mimosas are.
I'm sure they do. But just for those that don't, mimosa is traditionally served actually at breakfast, but it's such a lifestyle of alcohol where we take MCC, which we've been proudly sponsored by Pongratz.
Okay.
And we are going to be mixing it with some orange juice just to take off the edge. We don't want the ladies to get too tipsy too quickly. So we're going to be starting with mimosas on arrival, and then we have a load of specialities, but we've created something special for Valentine's particularly. And Dad, this is where you just, he's the best at explaining
all
these
right,
dishes.
So,
I just
so
have to
we,
pass
we're
them
doing
over.
What we call kind of a shellfish grill. We're going to do a baby king clip, which I love. It's strange that meat on the bone was kind of tastes better. So it's a king clip, I would say about 280 gram king clip on the bone. Looks a bit like a sole, actually.
Wow.
And then with that, we're going to do five large prawns. They're called L prawns. It's one of the largest pink prawns. Four large prawns. And then a baby crayfish or lobster. Interesting. Do you know the difference between lobster and crayfish?
Isn't it just a word, because the Natal rock lobster used to be called a crayfish?
That's what I thought. But if you Google it, lobster and crayfish, crayfish is a freshwater lobster, and a lobster is a seawater
crayfish.
Isn't that interesting?
Peculiar. So all of these years we got it wrong.
Yeah.
And then America came and changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and the lobster to a crayfish.
And the lobster,
or the other way around.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I prefer crayfish. I like it.
Yeah, I like the name. Krief. Anyway, and with that wonderful mixed seafood grill, we're going to do a free glass of wine, which is...
will be complimentary. It will be from Porcupine Ridge.
Porcupine Ridge. And I'm not sure what the price is yet.
We'll confirm that today.
1 billion cents.
Once you know what the baby crayfish is going to cost you, because that's a big ticket.
Yeah, but it's a smallie, and we'll come in at a very good price for that.
Oh, wow.
It's a real spoil for the girls, isn't it?
Now,
and the boys.
What about
in
the
this
boys?
Case.
Exactly.
And right. The boys, Nicole. In this case. And really, the best thing about owning a restaurant is you get to taste test. So yesterday, Mum and I actually made this dish, and we both tried it, and it is exceptional, guys. So for what I will say is, if one is sharing, having their own starter, this is big enough to share if you're a light eater, but it's also big enough for one person that eats a nice, well-sized meal. It's a beautiful big platter.
So it's going to be a generous portion.
Correct.
And if you're a healthy appetite type, you can have two.
just smash them.
Yeah. You know what? I always think that Valentine is one of the occasions where you're kind of expecting to push the boat a little bit. Hey, I mean, this is the thing. So it's wonderful that you create a special occasion that has a special dish to it, created for the occasion.
Yeah.
This, it's so exciting. But it's not just Valentine's Day that you've got specials. You've got, today being Wednesday, you have a very special as well. Tell us about that.
We have the beef and beer special every Wednesday. So I think this is just such an incredible value for money offering. Dad, again, you describe it so beautifully.
So it's basically a 500ml vintage draft, bitterly cold. Any man will understand that in this weather. And with that, you have three choices. The first choice is Derb's Pizza, one of my favorite pizzas. So it's a margarita with a very, very light cream curry sauce with fillet steak and avocado. It's kind of a juicy pizza. Secondly, your second choice is a fillet pasta. So it's an aglio e olio, which is an olive oil garlic chili. And we put fillet and mushroom in there. So you can imagine all those lovely spicy flavors. And then last, we do in filo pastry packets, a traditional beef curry, but we use proper good beef. So it's fillet steak or tomahawk offcuts that we use for the beef curry. So you've got the three options. One of those with a beautiful 500ml vintage draft for 150 Rand, which is just ridiculous.
It's very well priced.
Where are you going for dinner today?
They're great size portions.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
A great size portions, and we do this every Wednesday, so this is not a once off occasion.
Okay.
Every Wednesday we do this, and we do it from the afternoon straight into the evening. So whether you wanted to come have a lunch or a dinner, it is always available. The only time we don't offer this is on public holidays and on school holidays.
Okay. So Wednesdays, Al Pescatore, make it a firm date on the diary, because you won't get better value. And of course, the location is exceptional. It's just one of the jewels in the crown that is Bolito. And to tell us about it, well, we've been in conversation with Trevor and Nicole. They are the hosts with the mosts at Al Pescatore. Hey, listen, maybe we should just go there tonight.
I think so too.
Then we'll be able to talk with conviction.
Yeah. You grab the beef, I grab the beer. Or we swap it around.
No, it's not Valentine's. We're not sharing.
Lovely. How romantic you two, stop it.
You see, you're starting rumors here. Get out of my restaurant. Thanks so much for joining us,
Thank
folks.
You
bring a smile to the face. The morning show continues. This will go up as a podcast. If you missed it, don't worry. You can catch up a little later.